This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, an alarming trend that has been sparked by the pandemic is now causing concern about academic success in the state of Colorado. A new analysis from the state released yesterday found one in every four students missed more than 10% of school last year. The only year that saw more absences was 2021-22 school year, when kids were gathering and they were used to being back in the classroom after the pandemic. Certain groups of students at higher rates of chronic absenteeism, including those who qualify for free and reduced lunches, those experiencing homelessness, and migrant students. The spokesperson for the Denver Classroom Teachers Association says schools need to provide more wraparound services to give students support that they are not receiving at home. Closer to Colorado Springs, Mayor Yemi Mobilati is supporting an effort to pass a bill in Congress that would promote investment in affordable housing. Mobilati joined more than 180 other government leaders from around the U.S. last month in signing a letter supporting the Affordable Housing Credit Improvement Act. The proposed law would provide additional incentives to developers to build affordable housing. Several other Colorado leaders, including Mayor Mike Johnson of Denver and Mayor Mike Kaufman of Aurora, signed that letter. The Colorado Union, representing striking workers at Kaiser Permanente, says no progress was made on a new deal yesterday. About 3,000 healthcare workers in all of Colorado walked off the job yesterday as part of that three-day strike. Emily Barrera is a medical assistant in Colorado Springs.
We're out here because we are tired of Kaiser executives just not listening to us. We know that this three-day strike will at least get the attention of some people, hopefully the right people, and get us the staffing crisis under control.
Kaiser Permanente Colorado issued a statement yesterday saying the two sides agreed on some issues during negotiations on Tuesday and seem hopeful that a new agreement would be reached soon. The healthcare organization said 11 pharmacies and 21 labs in Colorado will remain closed, and 24 medical imaging departments will not do routine x-rays during the strike. The family of a Canyon City teen is preparing to honor his life during a vigil. 17-year-old Dakota Miller died in a rollover crash that shut down Highway 115 for hours on Tuesday. State troopers say that 17-year-old Dakota was a passenger in the vehicle with his father and brother. The car crashed into a cause marker and construction zone, lost control, and then rolled twice on an embankment. Troopers say that the teen was not wearing a seatbelt and was thrown from the car. Dakota's father, Ben.
So we left Canyon this morning, went to Colorado Springs for breakfast at his favorite restaurant, Cracker Barrel. But today we're all wearing his hats, and we're wearing them backwards just for him. I never wear my hat backwards.
The crash remains under investigation by state troopers, and they say it's a sobering reminder of the importance of wearing seatbelts. We now know more about that crash that we brought you here on KRDO's Afternoon News. The breaking news yesterday, Bradley, near Mark Shuffle. This actually happened on Tuesday evening. State patrol troopers in the coroner's office confirmed that a woman who was injured in that crash has now died. Crash investigators believe that a 60-year-old woman driving westbound was attempting to pass another vehicle when she ended up colliding almost head-on with a Dodge Ram truck. She was airlifted from the scene while the man in the truck was taken by ambulance with moderate injuries. And finally, C-3PO's head will be up for auction next month. That's just one of the props from the iconic movie in an annual Propstone live-action auction. November 9th through the 12th, the light-up droid head from Star Wars is the headline item and is expected to bring in more than $1 million. Other items include a vest and a pair of pants worn by Leonardo DiCaprio's character Jack Dawson in Titanic, as well as the whip used on Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
Plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado today. Overnight lows will be dipping into the 30s. for most of the region overnight tonight. A cold front sweeps the state early Friday morning, giving us chilly high temperatures in the 40s and 50s for the Pikes Peak region on Friday, and a little bit of patchy dense fog early in the morning. But we will see more sunshine through the afternoon. Pueblo into the eastern plains will be in the 50s and 60s, and overnight Friday down into the upper 20s to low 30s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.